Our scripture reading today, Psalms 118, 1 and 2. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. 1 Peter 1, 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth unto a loving, living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
You look good today. Now, clap your hands for the Lord this morning. Amen. Now, you have to look over me because when I'm in God's house, I start to get happy. Sometimes I might get silly. Apologize in advance. Amen. But it's just a blessing to be here in the house of the Lord this morning. And so the first thing I want to do is I want to pray. So can we have every head bowed, every eye closed? Father God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your house this morning. Lord, we thank you for all that you've brought into here today. And now, Lord, I say less of me and more of you. Lord, I take a step back now that you can take a step forward. Lord, I ask that you word my mouth that I could say something, Lord, that would be a blessing to your people. And Lord, as a collective body of Christ, we say, speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say, amen. Amen. So the name of today's sermon is He is risen. Amen. He has risen as he said. That's good news. Amen. Somebody should be smiling and saying, wow, that's good news. He really did rise as he said. See, it's such a blessing that he rose as he said he would, because imagine how things would be if he didn't. Amen. Things wouldn't be very good. And so what I want to do, I want to start with my scripture. It's 1 Peter, and it's 1, 3 through 9. And it reads like this. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth unto a living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who are shielded by God and power into the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven gentleness of your faith, unless that's Jesus, we might want to get that. Let's see, it's a greater worth than gold, which perishes through the refining of fire. May the result in praise, glory, honor, when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible, glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, and salvation in your soul. When I start talking about Jesus, I get excited. And amen. The more excited I get, the louder I get. So now I'm kind of whispering a little bit. And we were talking about hope. Amen. It's hope. You know, it reminds me of when the ladies came to, they were going to the tomb the next day after Jesus was crucified. And when they got there, they said they were looking for their Savior and he was gone. And the man said, are you looking for the living among the dead? When they got there, they were hopeless. Is there anybody here that's ever been hopeless? I'm talking about hopeless. If it ain't one thing, it's another thing. And something starts going wrong. And then the next thing you know, something else is happening. And then while you're dealing with that, something else happens. Kind of like, you know, Job, you know, when one man came and said, man, your kids were having dinner and they were killed. And then your cows were killed. And then your money is gone. And I think Job turned into Michael Jackson because he ripped his coat. He said, ah! That's how, you know, Satan attacks us sometimes. He comes on every hand and he makes us feel hopeless. But because he's risen, we do have hope. And it makes me so happy that I have to praise his name. Amen. And so when those ladies got there and they were hopeless. But when they left praising his name. Do you know that's what I do every Sunday morning? I come to church hopeless. What? You're the pastor. What do you mean you come to church hopeless? Do you know that the devil attacks me too? He attacks me just like he attacks you guys. Tries to attack my money, my health. Right now, my sister's in the hospital. Sometimes I got to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm feeling hopeless. How can I make it this morning? And he says, hey, I died that you might be free. You know, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son that we might be free. Amen. And so when you put your trust in him, there's hope for tomorrow. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's hope for tomorrow. Now, I got one more. Can we do it my way? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh, neighbor. God is hope. Now, give the Lord a hand praise. See, you got to look over me because I love to praise his name. See, you guys just don't know how far the Lord has brought me. Isn't it nice to be here wearing a suit on Easter morning? But if you guys had known me as long as Dr. Verdurie has known me. See, the Lord, I don't look like what I've been through. And I believe there's a lot of people here that you don't look like what you've been through. And you know why you don't look like what you've been through? It's because he's risen. It's because he took the stripes for us. And see, there I go again. Starting to scream and yell again. Because why? He took the stripes for me. Amen. Because of the things that I've, and isn't it something that sometimes I get hope even when it's my fault? Pastor Michelle, I didn't get no amens on that. Amen. No, nobody said amen on that, but you know, sometimes it's our fault. Is there anybody here that's ever made mistakes and then you find yourself hopeless? And it's because of things that I did to get me in that position. But yet, when I get to the foot of the cross, there's hope there. Look at your neighbor just one more time. You know, it's not the last time. But look at your neighbor one more time and say, neighbor, oh, neighbor, there's hope at the foot of the cross. Now give the Lord one more hand praise. You see, that's how I praise him, by clapping him. You know, one time, a very good friend of mine, he's a pastor in Las Vegas, and he said, when you clap your hands, that's slapping the devil in the face. So I like clapping my hands, amen, when I get into the house of the Lord. And then my favorite one, he said, when you say, hey, hey, he said, that's like kicking the devil when he's down from you slapping his face. So when I clap my hands, then I say, hey, hey, and it's like kicking the devil when he's down, amen. I love to praise his name because of how far he's brought me. Now give him one more hand praise. I think I'd better move to my second point. Now, the second point is that, that because he's risen, he brings hope in hard times. Amen. That means no matter how hard things get, you can hope, lean, and depend on him. Amen. That means that I don't have to worry because the Lord is going to meet me right at my point of need. That means there's a lot of people. Amen. But we all have different needs and we all have different things that we need of the Lord this morning. But he's an omnipotent God. That means he's going to meet us all right where we are. And all we have to do is lean and trust in him. And that means that I put my trust in him, I put my hope in him, and I lean and depend on him. And you know what another thing it is? Because he lives, we have a place in heaven. You know, we don't preach about heaven anymore because let's face it, we all want to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Amen. So we don't talk a whole lot about being in heaven, but don't you know he's built a mansion for us in heaven? And because he lives, because he defeated death, that means we have a mansion in heaven that's going to be waiting for us. That means that if I put my hope in him, I will have eternal life. It means that this won't be the only thing for me. You know, I'm a preacher's kid. My mom was a pastor. And one thing she used to say that I love, she said, if it wasn't for the fact that we have to die, we wouldn't have to come here and do this now, would we? But because it's going to happen, isn't it a blessing to know that because he is risen, that we have a place in heaven? Come on and give him one more hand praise. I'm almost done because there is an assurance in eternal life. Amen. The last thing. Because he lives, no matter what you may be dealing with, you can lean and depend on him. You know, the word says, by his stripes I'm healed. Now, when we talk about a healing, we're always talking about physical injury. But see, there's healing that we can't see. Sometimes the things that we think, the things that have been said to us over the years, I've always heard that it takes 1,000 positive words to get rid of one negative comment. Amen? That because he lives, he gives us the healing in our mind for the things that we can't see. Do you know, none of you here, of course, but there are people who don't like what they see when they look in the mirror. Amen. They don't like themselves. They don't like what they're dealing with. They don't like the things that have been said to and about them. But do you know, the Lord sent me here today. All the other stuff I said was fine, but this is the thing. God makes no junk. There's no junk here. So see, the negative things that people have said, that's just a trick of the enemy. The devil doesn't want us to believe that God makes no mistakes. So that means no matter what it is, no matter how big my nose is, it's not a mistake. Come on, somebody. I gotta have an amen on that one. Because God makes no mistakes. He makes no junk. You are perfect in Him. And in your weakness, He is strong. That because He lives, when you have to get up and face tomorrow, you gotta face this life. You gotta face these people. A lot of us have to get up and go to work tomorrow. You go in His strength. You don't go in your strength. You put your trust in Him. That because He lives, that's why He went to the cross, so that He could leave the Comforter here, which is the Holy Spirit. So that even tomorrow, those of you, I don't know about you guys, but I did construction for about 20 years. You ever have a job, you're already dreading it on Sunday night. You said, oh man, I gotta get up tomorrow. And not only the job, but those people. Oh, see, you guys don't know. Oh, sorry. It's just me, so I'll explain it. When you're dreading not only the job, but those people, that's when you got to take it to the Lord. You got to take it to the foot of the cross and say, Lord, strengthen me as I come. Lord, strengthen me as I get up and face this situation. Because it may not just be the job. It may be the things that you're dealing with. It may be people that you're dealing with. And as I said, things that are said, things that are being done, but yet He has the power to heal and He has the power to set free. And so that's why He died on the cross for you and me. And that's why we're celebrating Him today. Easter eggs are fine. The Easter hunt's gonna be fun, but we're here because He died on the cross for you and me. It was no small feat. If that means you do have hope for tomorrow, you have an assurance that you have a place in heaven, and no matter what you're dealing with, He has your back. One more time, this is my closing. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, man, He was good today. Thank you for your time.